Since I was a kid, I've had this same dream. Where I'm in Africa. A jungle. I'm moving through the trees toward a tree standing all alone. Jesus, it smells bad, that tree. It kind of makes me sick the way it stinks. Only, it's beautiful to look at. It has blue leaves and diamonds hanging everywhere. Diamonds like oranges. That's why I'm there. To pick myself a bushel of diamonds. But I know the minute I try to, the minute I reach up, a snake is gonna fall on me. A snake that guards the tree. This fat son of a bitch living in the branches. I know this beforehand, see? And Jesus, I don't know how to fight a snake. But I figure, well, I'll take my chances. What it comes down to is I want the diamonds more than I'm afraid of the snake. So I go to pick one. I have the diamond in my hand. I'm pulling at it when the snake lands on top of me. We wrestle around, but he's a slippery son of a bitch and I can't get a hold. He's crushing me. You can hear my legs cracking. Now comes the part it makes me sweat even to think about. See, he starts to swallow me. Feet first. Like going down in quicksand. Perry hesitated. He could not help noticing that Dick, busy gouging under his fingernails with a fork prong, was uninterested in his dream. Dick said, "So? The snake swallows you, or what?" "Never mind. It's not important." But it was. The finale was of great importance, a source of private joy. He'd once told it to his friend Willie J. He had described to him the towering bird, the yellow sort of parrot. Of course, Willie J. was different. Delicate-minded, a saint. He'd understood. But Dick? Dick might laugh. And that Perry could not abide. Anyone's ridiculing the parrot, which had first flown into his dreams when he was 7 years old. A hated, hating half-breed child living in a California orphanage run by nuns. Shrouded disciplinarians who whipped him for wetting his bed. It was after one of these beatings, one he could never forget. She woke me up. She had a flashlight and she hit me with it. Hit me and hit me. And when the flashlight broke, she went on hitting me in the dark. That the parrot appeared, arrived while he slept, a bird taller than Jesus, yellow like a sunflower, a warrior angel who blinded the nuns with its beak, fed upon their eyes, slaughtered them as they pleaded for mercy, then so gently lifted him, enfolded him, winged him away to paradise. As the years went by, the particular torments from which the bird delivered him altered. Others, older children, his father, a faithless girl, a sergeant he'd known in the army, replaced the nuns, but the parrot remained a hovering avenger. Thus, the snake, that custodian of the diamond-bearing tree, never finished devouring him, but was itself always devoured. And afterward, the blessed ascent. Ascension to a paradise that in one version was merely a feeling, a sense of power, of unassailable superiority. Sensations that in another version were transposed into a real place, like out of a movie. Maybe that's where I did see it. Remembered it from a movie. Because where else would I have seen a garden like that? With white marble steps, fountains. And away down below, if you go to the edge of the garden, you can see the ocean. Terrific. Like around Carmel, California. The best thing, though. Well, it's a long, long table. You never imagined so much food. Oysters, turkeys, hot dogs, fruit you could make into a million fruit cups. And listen, it's every bit free. I mean, I don't have to be afraid to touch it. I can eat as much as I want, and it won't cost a cent. That's how I know where I am. Dick said, "I'm a normal. I only dream about blonde chicken. Speaking of which, you hear about the nanny goat's nightmare? That was Dick, always ready with a dirty joke on any subject. But he told the joke well, and Perry, though he was in some measure a prude, could not help laughing, as always.